Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. I haven't been on for a couple of shows I missed, so it feels great to be back. I'm glad to be here, and I'm ready to go. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop psychic reading call-ins. So I'm going to give the number to the folks listening. And we have toll-free in Canada. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-810-8322. Toll-free in the USA, 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else, you can dial direct. 1-530-876-3222. And I'm here two nights a week, every Sunday and Wednesday night, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And I believe we got a caller, so I'll go right to the caller. And hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great.
What's
your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, where are you calling from, Rebecca?
La Grande, Oregon.
Oregon, good. Welcome to the show. You a regular listener?
I have actually. I'm not really a regular.
No, okay, that's okay. Well, maybe
I'm a newbie.
Okay. Let's just jump into your reading. You ever hear me read before? Or?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. Okay, Rebecca. You know, I feel like I got some kind of an upset going on. I feel as though I'm either on the verge of going into some type of turmoil or drama, or I was just coming out of one, or I'm in one now. I don't know if this is connecting right now, but I feel upset about a few things. I feel like I'm worried about something going wrong or something not going through. And maybe connected to the work front. If you're having any problems. But I do feel it working out for you. That's the good news. I feel like it's not only going to work out, but there'll be an increase, sort of, a promotion or a raise. Are you worried about something at work? Was there a loss of a job? Are you looking? Are you worried? Or this type of thing going on with you?
Well, I'm not working. I recently moved, and I am staying at home.
Okay.
But I do have a little drama going on in my marriage, so I don't know maybe if that's...
Okay. I was going to go there next, but are you looking for work? Are you planning on looking?
I'm thinking.
Thinking about it?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel eventually you probably will, and... find something you're happy with, and I feel like it'll serve you well. It'll be an increase. Now, so when you're ready, I mean, don't be afraid to look around, because I think you'll do well with an increase of finances or a job search. So, now, you know, I feel like I discovered something, or something was said to me, I keep hearing the truth. The truth was discovered. It might be what's connected to your relationship and what's going on now. It might pertain to there was some things you didn't know about, or you discovered on your own, and it led to a shakeup and some of the issues that are going on in your relationship. I don't think it... I'm not feeling it ending. If you're worried about that or wondering if it's going to go in that direction, I don't see it ending. I feel it will work out. By the end of September, your relationship will be a lot smoother than what it is now. A lot smoother.
Okay. Between
now and the end of September, you're going to see improvements. And I feel as though I'm worried about a particular outcome with it, and I don't feel the concern manifesting, whether it is you're most concerned about or worried about. I don't see it happening. I feel like it's there's a drama or a turmoil now, and it's going to start reducing and getting better for you as you go into the middle of September, end of September. I want to work on belief for some reason. I keep hearing to tell you believe in something or someone. I don't know if this is connected to your situation, but if you need to focus somewhere, believe in what's being told to you and where it is you want to go, because I feel like belief is the thing that might have been damaged or hurt, and it's going to need some focus and repair. So spend your energy on belief and believing in the things around you and the people around you and what it is you're hearing and saying. Now, I am hearing, I'm leaning heavily towards the situation in the home and the family and the relationship improving and getting a lot better. So I will lean that way. And as you go into the middle of September, things are improving in the home and the family and relationship. Now, back to the work thing and the money thing. I don't know how finances are right now, but I feel as though if finances were a little better, it may help relationships also. And in many different ways, not only with the increase in finances, but occupying your time and giving your hands and your mind something to do and keep busy. I believe if you went out to do something, even if it was part-time, it would be very healing to you. And it might be just what you need to get away from it all and maybe blow off some energy and steam. So between now and the end of September, if you do stumble, I just feel like you're going to walk into it or stumble into it, or somebody's going to offer it to you, maybe a part-time job or something that you can get involved in that not only will keep you busy but increase your finances, and you're going to have several benefits coming out of that, because I believe that the finances and as you get preoccupied with something else, and as the finances increase, the relationship is going to stabilize also. It would help it stabilize quicker and be part of the remedy to help it stabilize. So by all means, if you do get an opportunity or an offer, investigate it and take advantage of it. It might do you a world of good. I feel like it may come to a female with the offer, with the job, or the business, or whatever it may be that you get into. There'll be a female connection to this, a friend or a relative or a neighbor connecting you to this. I feel like this person may be even a supervisor capacity type and can connect you. So be open to the females around you between now and the end of September. There's some type of a connection there for you and an opportunity. That's about it, really. I can give you some numbers. You can write some numbers down. They may have an importance to you, and you can always throw a buck on them and see if you get lucky with them. I got a 9 for you and a 16 and a 7.
9, 16, and 7?
Yeah. And just know in your heart, as far as I'm feeling and hearing and seeing, I feel the home and relationships improving continuously throughout September. So you're going to start going in the right direction with the relationship.
So I shouldn't pack up and move this weekend?
You are, or he is?
Well, I was actually contemplating.
Oh, yeah, I was getting that. I was feeling how tense it was. So as soon as I connected to you, I was given...
It's very tense.
The minute I said hi to you, I felt like I was in a whirlpool emotionally. And it was very confusing, and it was taking this toll on me. Borderline exhaustion, really. And if it's a... And in the reading, I was given that it was all really a waste of time because it's going to turn around, and I believe it's going to start to get better. And you have to believe in that. You have to incorporate belief into it. Just believe that it's going to get better, and believe in the situation and everything in it, and you'll start seeing it improving. Because they were showing me the home, and the home is a lot more balanced and becoming cozier. So you give it some time. By the middle of September, you'll start seeing signs of things getting much better. Hang in there for a while if you can, because I believe you're on the downhill slide now with this as far as relationships go. I feel like there was a trust or a trust violated or the truth was discovered or there was some things that might have created it or connected to it, and those things are going to start healing. You're going to start believing more in him or the people around it, or whoever's involved in this, and focus on belief and try not to worry so much about an ending.
Okay.
Especially if you don't want it to. I do feel that, I don't feel it's going to end, and I feel as though you'll probably still be together by the end of September and doing better. So hold that in your heart and believe in it. And give it another try if you can, if you have it in you. Because the energy is there for you, and you will be pulling out of this. I would say 2 more weeks, and you'll start feeling better with everything involved with your relationship. Okay, Rebecca?
Okay, thank you.
All right, stay strong and take care. Blessings.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, I probably have another caller. If there's another caller, I'll go right to it. If not, I can give the number out again. My email has changed for the folks that are listening. And if you know me or plan on emailing me, it's goingwithin2@yahoo.com. There's no more underscore.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello, hello, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Karen.
Karen? Where are you calling from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Good, good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Are you a regular listener, or you just stumbled on us, or?
I just tuned in today.
Oh, you did? Good.
But I heard a week ago about the hacker attack, and I'm sorry about that.
Oh, with my account?
Yes.
Okay. It turned out it might have been just a virus.
Yes.
And it locked up the account, and I can't get in it. So we just deleted it and got rid of it. And we're in the process of a transition. All the members from the old group are coming into a new group that my co-host had created, and it's going to be based on the radio show. And that's going well, too. We've been really working hard at it. So we're going to survive this and pull through. It's going to be bigger and better than it's ever been.
Yeah, I've been making the transition with along with you guys too. I joined the group.
Okay, could you speak up just a little bit more?
Yes.
You're a little low there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Okay.
Okay, Karen. With you, I'm going right to some. I feel as though there's some legal things going on here with you. I'm getting some legal imagery. I feel like there's going to be a decision. A decision needs to be made or will be made or decided upon or something will be approved. And I feel like it's very maybe government or court-oriented type things going on. I don't know if this helps you any or connects, but if you are waiting for a decision or a settlement or for something to go through, I feel as though that it would go in your favor.
Oh, and, yeah, I've had those little internet tarot card readings, and they said the same thing, but I'm not really in court.
Okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be court.
Uh-huh.
It could be a settlement, or maybe you're trying for something to be approved, or I'm just feeling decisions being made and being made in your favor. Now, you, just maybe after the show or after you hang up, something will come to you. And I feel like there's a judgment or a decision being made, and it's going to be in your favor. I don't know if it could be a loan or disability or insurance. It could be connected to your banking. I'm just feeling I'm feeling the powers that be allowing something to come through and deciding in your favor.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay. I mean, if you do have something going on and you're worrying about it, that's the direction I believe it will go in.
Well, I have been, I'm going to trade school next year, and I'm not sure if, you know, I will be approved or anything like that.
Okay. Well, if you've been thinking about that and wondering about it, it's probably what I'm picking up on.
Yes, I think the spirit told me that everything in that aspect would come through just fine.
And I believe that everything will be just fine, and everything will go through.
Yes, that's very good to hear, because you know I'm be doing something with my life, and
yeah.
It's not that I'm not going to be doing anything. I'm just
right.
I'm just going to be getting my life together and being along with the labor people.
Yep. And you know why you're feeling like that is I'm hearing. There's some closure going on in your life. There's some cycles and patterns ending, or you're changing, or there's been a turning point in your life. I don't know if you just retired or...
I just graduated from high school last year, and I took a break.
Okay, so that's what I'm feeling then.
Yeah.
And what I'm getting is that stage has ended, and now you want to go on to another stage.
Yes.
Another part of life, and that's exactly what you're going through.
Oh, so the phase is...
You're going through one stage, which was the high school thing, and now you're manifesting what the next stage is going to be with a trade school, a college, or you know what I mean?
Yes. Now I understand what phase this is. Okay.
Yeah, this is what you're going to be feeling and going through, and you're probably going to be doing a lot of it between now and the end of September. A lot of thinking and deciding. So, and that's why you'll be feeling this. Because of
now,
the cycle.
Now in the end of September?
Yeah, a lot of planning and thinking and deciding. I'm not actually doing it, but putting it together.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's why I call the show Your Inner Thoughts.
Yeah.
It's almost like I can connect to what's going on inside your thoughts and what's to come from it and where you just came. Okay, so this is what you're going to be probably spending your time on now, creating what the next stage of your life is going to be. And I feel like it'll go well for you. You'll do really good with it. And it will lead to an increase in finances and promotions and rewards. And your life is going to become interesting and very fulfilling and satisfying. You're
really?
Going to be busy, you're going to make the right decisions, and you're going to be happy with them all.
Wow, thank you.
Okay.
That's nice to know. Oh,
now,
do you pick up anything on my love life?
I was just heading there.
Oh.
I like to, they'll give me imagery and I'll get what I can out of it, and then I go on to the next batch.
Oh, okay.
But, and that was the next batch, relationships and love life. And did you just have a relationship end?
No, I've never been in a relationship before in my life.
Okay, I believe that may change.
That's the same gut feeling, the hunches I've been getting, too. That's going to change that I've been, you know, known as a hermit, so and that's kind of changed.
I do feel that changing. There is a chance that a relationship could develop for you, and you could head in that direction. I feel as though you're changing within, and you're also in a lot of changes here, and you're changing within and mentally, and you're ready for different things, and you're feeling differently, and it's going to increase. You're going to be feeling like you're changing, the way you think, the way you feel, the things that you want to do, and part of that will be relationships.
Oh. Now,
okay, and... it's almost like a, do you take care of someone that's disabled or sick or
well,
does that make sense to you?
Well, I'm at home. I think that well, my brother's going to school and starting in September, and my father asked me to drop him off and pick him up, make sure that he's safe. And
okay, and you do the care.
Yeah, when my mother's at work, I
feel like you have a lot of responsibilities, like a workload. You're busy. You're very. It's almost like I keep hearing responsibilities.
Well, I do chores, if that counts.
Okay. Okay. For some reason, that's going to get lighter for you. Your responsibilities are going to be lightened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just feel like you're going to get some help with something that's maybe wearing you down or exhausting you. I don't know what this means. I'm just relaying it to you. I just feel like you're going to have help taking care of some type of responsibilities that sometimes is too much for you.
Yeah, sometimes I do feel it's too much for me, but I can handle it, but sometimes I do feel it's too much.
Yeah, I feel like help coming, either somebody offering to help you or sharing some of the burden or things getting better, but there's help coming and you're going to have a little more free time.
Oh, does that include, like, entertainment of some sort?
Entertainment?
Yes, like, maybe, like, getting out more or anything like that.
I do know that you're going to have more free time and you're going to want to explore that and do things with it.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
You're going to be doing things that you want to do, more of it. And you're going to be able to because of help. Somebody's helping you take care of something, caring for something or someone. So you're going to be getting some breaks here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have one more question. There was a particular individual I was trying to contact.
Speak up just a little bit louder. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry. There was a particular individual I was interested in, and I'm not sure what happened with them.
For some strange reason, did he get married? Do you know, have you followed him at all? I feel like he had a lot of woman problems, relationship problems himself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. She had a lot of relationship problems.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. That's the answer to your question. It kind of wore him down and scared him off a little. I believe he had a lot of woman problems and a lot of relationship problems, and it took its toll on him. That may be an answer to some of your questions with him, anyway, or explain some of his behavior. I feel like he went through the mill, and it's taken its toll on him. Almost like maybe he's afraid to be in a relationship, but I do feel that relationship issues really got in the way of you and him. I don't know if that makes sense. That's what I'm hearing. And There's something with is there someone moving in your life or buying a house or relocating? I feel like
my sister-in-law and my brother next door to me, they're remodeling their house so they can sell it.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's probably what I'm feeling, because you're probably exposed to it and talk about it with them. I feel that they're going to have luck with that. That's going to sell, and it's going to go well for them.
Oh.
So if you see them, you can relay it to them. I just feel like things are going to go well with that situation and everything involved in it. I'm getting the sale of a house. So
it should
go good with them. I'm also getting some type of an event that you're going to go to, possibly, or be invited to, a party or celebration of some kind, and you really should go. It's going to be extra special for you.
Yeah, I have a hunch about that, too. That's strange.
Yeah. It could be a wedding or an engagement or a housewarming or this type of thing, but I do feel like some type of event is being planned, and you may get invited to it and go to it, because I feel like it's going to be very special for you.
Is it like, I've heard your radio show before, and you say you do a 30-minute reading, so it'd be between now and September?
Yeah, probably around the end of September, I'm feeling, maybe with this event and the invite. So just know if you do get invited, go to it, because I feel like you may even bump into a special friend at an event that you get invited to, or a gathering or some kind.
Oh, okay.
So go to any gatherings or events that you're invited to or you get a chance to go to, because I feel like that might be where you meet someone, okay?
Like a special friend or...
Yeah, like a male friend, boyfriend, or a real good friendship. So I'm just feeling some very loving connections being made at an event that you're going to be going to or get invited to. So
I most likely will run into, an encounter that's a possibility for a relationship.
Yeah. But you got to make the connection. The connection's got to happen first.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And
yep.
The event that you go to will be the key factor. You understand?
Yes.
Okay, so if you do get invited or there is something going on, go to it and enjoy it.
All right, thank you.
And be alert for a friendship coming out of it. Okay?
Oh, a friendship?
A relationship.
Okay.
Coming out of an event, a deep friendship, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll give you some numbers. I got a 20 and a 4 and 3 for you.
Okay.
Okay, and tell your friends about us.
I will.
BBS Radio, the best radio station on the planet.
Yes. No,
tell
no.
your friends.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you have a good night.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, everybody, if you would like to call in, toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada is 1-888-810-8322. And anywhere else, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. We got 3 phone numbers you can call in now. Don't be afraid to call. Tell your friends.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Now, you don't know who I am, and I'm running, you know, I got your fan club.
Oh, my God. You fooled me. You fooled me.
How?
You didn't sound anything like you usually do.
I sound like me.
You really surprised me.
You know, I'm running your fan club for you, and you don't even know who I am.
Runt, I never even recognized you. I'm glad you called, though.
Pardon me?
I'm glad you called.
Me too.
We can tell the audience about our fan club.
That sounds good.
You're in a Thoughts fan club.
Yes.
I For the listening audience, I'll introduce, this is Amy. I call it a runt. Her chat name is the mystical runt, but her name is Amy. And she's been at my side for, 8 years now, Amy?
Yeah, I believe so.
8 years. And we've been through 7 groups together, believe it or not. And she's been at my side and my co-host through all of them. And with this last group, when I lost my account, that account is the one that ran the group that I just had. And we couldn't get in it to run it. So we knew we had to delete it. And Amy was offline for a long time, and I didn't think she'd be back, and no time too soon. And lo and behold, she came back the day I lost my account. And before I knew she was back, I had decided to leave Yahoo and leave chat and just operate at a radio. And Amy came back online. She wouldn't let me. She wouldn't hear of it.
And I'm stubborn.
My little runt. She wouldn't hear of it. I said, Amy, I'm tired. I can't do it no more. And she said, Bull, you're going to do it. We're making a group. So,
you make me sound like a slave driver.
Oh, you are.
I am not.
You're awesome, though. We had a fantastic show in Pal Talk last night in the chat room.
Yes, we did. It was an incredible show.
Yep. It was,
I really enjoyed it.
I haven't done one for a while, and Amy, you got me going again.
Good. That's what I was hoping to do.
I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. I'm on tour here.
Good.
We're going to be doing a lot of shows in Pal Talk.
I know. I'll be looking forward to them.
Oh, there's so much to say. I don't know where to start. We have so much history together, but
well, it has been a long time.
Yeah. And so Amy created a new group, and she is the owner and the operator of the group, which will leave me some extra time to do more readings, which is a good thing. And I will operate out of her group just like I was out of my group. So everybody, if you're listening and you know what I'm talking about, join our new group, add my new name, going within two, no underscore, to your friends list, and enjoy, and stay on top of what's going on here. There's going to be a lot of new things coming up at BBS Radio. You'll probably someday in the future see me on Days with a Day Show, so continue listening and enjoy, and the group. Amy, you're phenomenal. I don't know how you did it. In 4 days.
I think we just make a good team.
You're awesome. You're awesome.
Thank you.
In 4 days, you created a new group, and transferring 1,200 people from one group to another group is a job in itself.
Well, you know that, you know, the group's like my home. Yeah, that's my home on the internet, and I couldn't let you leave me homeless. Or the rest of the group.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, you have a lot of fans out there that just want to follow you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I couldn't do it. I couldn't leave.
I couldn't let you.
I couldn't walk away from it. And I'm glad everything is going the way it's going, Amy. You were a blessing, and I love you.
Love you, too.
We're going to be together forever. Now
you're stuck with me.
Yeah, I'm stuck with you. Remember
yep.
the beginning? I knew it. Now
I told you years ago, yeah, I seen you doing, you know, doing radio and everything, and I'll look at you.
Yeah. Look, everything you said came true.
Yep.
You're a good little reader.
I learned from the best.
That's right.
Now, I learned from the best.
Okay, I think we should tell the audience that we did a chat show yesterday. It was fantastic. We loved it, and I can't wait to do it again. And they're going to be in Pal Talk, so if you're listening and you're interested in the chat room shows, download your Pal Talk and join our group, and you'll be notified every time I'm doing a show in chat. And it'll probably be several times a week. So you've got a lot of free readings there, too, in the chat room. And there's enough for
everyone
everybody.
Seems to enjoy your chat room shows as well.
They're awesome. And Pal Talk is fantastic. You get 200 seats. You get security. What more do you want?
Exactly. It's,
you know,
it's a different chat room, you know, chat realm than I'm used to here with, you know, remember we were doing it on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
Seems
like
a lot
it,
safer. Yeah, me too.
I like the security and I like the size of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to sit there and keep trying and get messages that the room's too full to get into. And
yep. And we have a lot of helpers. My wife is a moderator. Amy's always at the show, and I got two other people that are helping. And it's a really very well done chat room show, and the readings are phenomenal.
Yeah, they are. The group members really seem to enjoy it.
Yes, and we're going to bring back a newsletter. We're going to have a trivia night with prizes. We're going to go back to the family group.
The family atmosphere.
The family atmosphere. One big family having fun. And winter's coming, and everybody's going to want something to do, and you couldn't ask for anything better. It'll be
exactly.
Okay.
It's going to be fun. You know, I'd like to, you know, make it the way it was before my absence.
Okay. Yeah.
And, I mean, I've had, you know, a lot of people tell me that, you know, they're looking forward to it. And,
yeah.
You know, I hope your listeners will join us as well.
Yeah, they will. We're headed for 200 already.
Mm-hmm.
It broke my heart when I hit the delete button on 1,200 members. It broke my heart.
No, it broke mine, too. I was, I was reading your farewell message, I got all teared up.
Yeah.
So it's...
It was tough. It was real tough.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
you know
well,
what?
You've always told me, well, sorry.
Go
you've
ahead.
Always told me that number 7 is a very mystical number, so
yeah.
I think this is our lucky number.
Yeah, number 7. It's going to be bigger and better than it's ever been.
Yeah.
With lots of free readings. And there's so many different things we can do. Maybe we can even get some of the other hosts to come in and do a show.
Oh, that would be nice.
I mean, I can give them announcements, a stage, and security. So what more could they ask for, right?
Exactly. I'd like that.
Okay. Ron, do you know the Addy right off the top of your head? I can never remember a website, Addy. I always tell them just to email me.
It's launch.groups.yahoo.com/group/your_inner_thoughts.
Beautiful. Thank you, Run.
You're welcome.
What a co-host.
Yes.
You going to co-host radio with me someday?
It depends on if the kids and my husband will let me.
They will. They will.
I don't see anyone complaining except for the little one. She, thank God she's asleep. She's been so mischievous lately.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Grandchildren and babies, I love them. It's changed my life. Can't wait to see my grandson tomorrow. All right, Runt. Thanks for calling and spreading the message.
Well, you're welcome, and I'd like to invite all of your listeners to join us.
Yes.
The group address, once again, is launch.groups.yahoo.com/group/your_inner_thoughts.
Perfect. Beautiful. And if you can't find that, they can always go to Yahoo Groups and punch in your inner thoughts.
Yes, that's the easiest way. I always make things complicated.
Yep. Or they can come here to the radio station and click on my page, and the links are there. That'll
all
work.
Right.
Right. And and if worse, if all else fails, email me at goingwithin2@yahoo.com, and we'll respond.
Yeah, well, you know, if your listeners, you know, want to join, just, you know, there's many ways to get a hold of one of us, and
we'll
get them signed up.
Yep, we got a good team. We got our stuff together, and we're rolling. Moving full steam ahead, and we're there. We'll have a good time. A lot of help.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, the chat events and everything. This is something that is just part of who I am.
Yep, and it gives me a chance to do what I do, and it brings the family together and gives them something to do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, with the chat shows, you'll be able to get, the prize. One of the prizes you and I had discussed was free half-an-hour reading for our trivia night.
Yep, trivia night, grand prize, half-hour reading, private reading with Michael Goger. How can you go wrong?
Well, your readings are in high demand, so.
Thank you, Ron.
I think that'll be a real winner.
It will be. Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Should I get some work done or what?
Yeah, I think you've yacked enough. It's time to get back to work.
Yeah, sounds great. You're a great co-host.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, girl. I love you. Thanks for calling.
I love you, too.
Okay.
And I will talk to you later.
Okay. You have a good night. Take care of yourself.
You, too.
I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Ron.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. She's a great girl. She's been co-hosting shows with me for 8 years in chat rooms, and we have a good time. Beautiful girl, and she kept the dream alive. There was so many times where I wanted to say, I'm out of here, I'm done, I'm not doing this no more, and she showed up and made it better.
Okay, hello, folks. Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. This is Sheila. You know me online as Snowbird.
Okay.
I've had the fortunate experience to gotten to know you and your previous group, and Runt, if you're still listening, hi, honey, how's the baby?
She's probably still listening. She's a good girl.
Yes, she is. Yeah. She is so supportive of you, and so are many more of your friends and loved ones from the other group. And I think that's very important in life, you know, to support each other and be there for each other through thick and thin.
Yes, very
and
important.
I just wanted to call and say that. I don't have no burning questions or anything, but I'll welcome any advice you might have for me or anything you want to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. Let me go into a reading for you, and thank you for calling and all the nice things you're saying. I'll tell you...
Well, I'm not just saying them. I mean what I say.
I know you are. you know, when it happened, the outpouring of love was overwhelming. It really was. You know who your friends are when the chips are down?
Yes, you do. You know, my grandmother used to say something, fair-weathered friends are only around when the good times are there, and a real friend is there through the bad times and the good times.
Yep, that's true. You know, I didn't realize how much love there was for what I do and the group and everybody involved, and it really touched my heart. It was one of the things that made me want to keep going. Okay,
yeah, so. we all need that support in our lives. Everybody in the world needs that love, whether they want to admit it or not.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Snow. I don't know if you ever heard me read before, but...
Yes, actually, I have tuned into your show before.
Okay, good.
And I heard the reading previous to... when Runt called in.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll just...
And then, of course, I've heard you read, you know, in your group room.
Good.
On several occasions as well.
Good. All right, so I'll just start giving you some of the stuff that I'm hearing and feeling.
Okay.
That may help you between now and the end of September, or give you a heads up or a little advice, so...
Okay, I'll welcome that.
Okay, let's see, I got a feeling that there's possibly a situation going on around you that all the facts aren't in yet. I feel like you may need to wait a little while longer to get all the answers that you're really looking for. I feel like I'm looking for answers or facts to a certain situation. And I feel as though, number one, they're going to come to you metaphysically, possibly... in dreams or intuition. So pay attention to your metaphysical self between now and the end of September, because I feel like there's something you want to know or need to know, and it will be revealed, but it can't be revealed now. It's going to be more towards probably within the next 2 weeks even, there'll be some information coming through for you metaphysically.
Well, that's great to know, because I've been having a lot of stuff. I've been opening up a lot, and I'm just kind of rolling with the punches kind of thing, because, like, I can actually see spirits here sometimes, but I'm not advanced enough to know, like, who are they here for.
Right.
And I get, my emotions get kind of all over the place, and it's hard for me to tone it down to try and figure out who they're here to see.
Right.
And Then, of course, I'm getting dreams where I'm actually helping people that are, like, kind of stuck at the time zone where they got killed or something.
Okay, good. Because I'm being pulled to your dream activity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. About 2 weeks ago, I had a dream about a World War II soldier who actually thought that he killed, he was responsible for a plane crash during World War II. And this entire time, he had been blaming himself. It could not get out of that moment.
Wow. Huh.
And I had to, in my dream, actually step kind of like 1 foot in World War II and 1 foot in the present time. And in the present time, there was actually a guard tower, or not a guard, a control tower. And in my time, it was kind of run down and looked like it was falling apart.
Wow.
And it actually ended up a pretty good dream. I managed to get him, walk him through that time where he was reliving it, and let him know that it wasn't his fault, so that he could go to his family and, you know, get some closure from that.
Very good. Because you got some, you got a lot of ability there for dream work. You would do well to record your dreams also.
Yep, I started a dream book recently.
Awesome. That's what I'm being told. I keep hearing dream book. And you're guided very nicely, too, because you're in a stage in your life that between now and the end of September, it's okay to coast along, too, just like you mentioned earlier. There's some advice here that there's some things going on in your life that needs a little more time, and it's okay to coast along and sleep on things. Don't feel like you need to settle it now or get the answer now, because it's okay to wait a little while. Don't let it haunt you that you want it now and you can't have it. You know, it's okay to... This goes to anything that's pending or maybe on your mind, and you feel like you should be dealing with it right away. And it's okay to wait. It's okay to sleep on it for a little while. And,
okay. Yeah, because I kind of get that feeling, too, that it'll be revealed when it's time to be revealed, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you just can't, like, force things like that to happen. You just kind of, like, got to wait until it's the right time.
Yeah, especially if there's anything pending in your life. Now, relationships, I don't know if you're in one now. I feel like there may be one developing around you. I don't know if this is you or somebody close to you, but or somebody new just came into the scene. Are you in one, or you just meet somebody? Or?
Well, I just started back to college. I'm taking an anthropology class and comparative religion.
Awesome. Very good.
So I don't know, I feel a little overwhelmed with that, because in certain situations with my anthropologist teacher, I disagree with him, and he's kind of like all about Darwin right now. And
right. Well, I feel like you may meet someone now, so be prepared for this.
Okay.
It may be at school or in your travels, but I think between now and the end of September, there may be somebody in the relationship department for you, and I want to, if there is, I want to go slow with that until I know more about them. I feel like there'll be, I don't know what the word is, there'll be a connection, but it'll be a little fuzzy. It won't be as clear as it should be between the two of you. And I feel like if it does happen, it may need a little bit. In other words, don't fall right away.
Yeah.
Or overnight. Don't let that happen to you. You want to hold off and examine the situation a little closer and let it unfold slowly and naturally between you and him, if there is a him coming. Okay?
Do you happen to feel anything about... I was asked to build a church, and if I go through with this, I would be the first woman ever asked in this church to do something like this, and it'll be the first church of its kind in my state. What do you see about that? Do you see anything, hear anything about that at all?
Yeah,
it's okay if you don't.
I'm feeling it, but I can't put words on it. And I feel as though is it going to start soon? Or because I feel like there's a lot involved with this, a lot of plans.
Yeah,
A lot of conditions and a lot of other people have to be online and connected with this in order to make it work. And I feel like in the beginning it's going to be somewhat confusing and a little bit of aggravation involved in it. Almost like the people that are involved and supposed to be doing what they're doing aren't doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, the support part of it.
Yeah, that's going to be your biggest issue, that the things that were promised or the people that were supposed to be doing what they were supposed to be doing aren't doing it or not doing it right. That's going to be the biggest issue with this and the frustration that goes along with it.
Right, yeah, because I've been kind of putting it off because I'm not getting enough support to be able to really put my heart into it.
That's what I'm feeling, and it's going to become aggravating and a little frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
I can tell you one thing, you can do it, and you got the ability to do it. You're very talented, and I don't know if you're into some type of art. I don't know if it's music, drawing, writing, but you have some artistic abilities also. And you must do drawing or drafting, or I just feel you putting things on paper or on something else before it manifests. And you might want to pursue that also, because I feel like you can channel your imagination onto your hands or on paper.
Yeah, I use a lot of symbolism when I do draw.
Yeah.
I don't like draw it like, you know, like normal. I use symbolism in what I draw.
Right. You could be an automatic writer if you pursued it. You have this ability. You can channel. You can channel into your artistic abilities. So,
could this be like in essays or writing a book or things of that sort too?
It could be that, plus even doing readings for people, automatic writing, or even exploring yourself or situations around you. You may want to explore holding a pen and letting it flow through you that way. And whenever you're building or creating something, you really should use your imagination. Let your imagination run wild and let it flow through you, because there's some abilities there with this. And you're going to have an increase in metaphysical experiences. I think you validated that earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Okay. And I'm not scared of it. You know, unfortunately, I have people like you and Runt and other people that are gifted metaphysically as well to gather advice from if I come to a spot where I'm not really sure what's going on.
Yes, you handle it well. I'm not getting no fear or any major imbalances. You're flowing nicely with this.
Right, and I also, someone helped me with that too about the energies, working with vibrations and things like that yeah. Normally people pick up on, you know, like vibrational energies kind of attract each other the same, like on like the same levels or whatever.
Right.
So I'm pretty familiar with that. And I know how to do the protection thing where you see yourself in a white bubble and,
yeah.
You know, things like that. And so I think those things are key too, because as well as I'm sure you know that, you know, there are stuff out there that you just don't want to mess with, but you can always tell with a vibrational feeling from the energy what it's about.
I do this every time I do a reading or a show. I center myself. I ground myself. I protect myself, and then I connect. And I do it each and every time, and I will not bend those rules at all, one way or another.
Absolutely. You have to.
Very important, especially with the capacity that I do it at. I do it so much that I really need to protect myself and ground myself.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love working. I think I was at a workshop where we were doing some healing, and we were doing some visuals about healing Mother Earth, and I really enjoy doing stuff like that as well.
Yes, energy work. And what do you mean by healing the earth? Meditating on it and
sending healing energy to the earth.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Actually even visualizing it if you can.
Right.
Because Mother Earth has been through so much and still going through so much.
Big time.
And like my anthropologist teacher saying, you know, that the so-called civilized societies use everything up. They don't replenish. They don't put back what they're taking.
Yep.
And I see that going on with Mother Earth. And so I think it's important to give back sometimes.
Yes, balance the energies.
Yeah.
Did you ever hug a tree?
Oh, definitely.
Isn't it awesome?
Yes.
I'll go, when I'm in the woods, I'll put my forehead to a tree and I'll meditate with a tree. It's fantastic.
Well, and they live a lot longer than we do.
Yeah.
So they've seen a lot more lifetimes.
And I'll give the energy to the tree and the tree will give me energy back. And you can really, I mean, it's really quite an experience.
Yeah, it just so happened that I live in an area, the Appalachian Trail goes right by my house.
Nice.
So I'm like right here in the woods and in the mountains. So all I have to do is walk outside my door, and there I am in the woods.
Nice. But I'll give you a little bit more here, and then it looks like the show is over. So I'll let you go. But I want to give you a few more things here that I was picking up on.
Okay.
And I am feeling another female around you that's very helpful to you and.
Who passed away already?
I think this person is still with us and may be connected to business or work or finances and may be involved in helping you get connected or find the path that you want to go on. She's gonna act a role as a connection or an advisor, and she could also become a friend. You know, it's almost like she's involved in business. I keep hearing business. Are you a businesswoman? Or are you in school? Or?
No, I'm disabled, and I don't work. So.
Oh, okay. Is there any plans on...
I was thinking about volunteering over in Africa and helping children over there.
Wow. Awesome.
But I wanted to be well educated so that I would have something to offer them before I go off on some trip over there to volunteer,
right,
and do volunteer work. And you know, I just felt that I needed to have that education before I went over there, so I have something to offer them.
Wow, I believe it may come through. This could be what I'm picking up on, and it may come through another female that has connections that would benefit you. It could be a teacher, possibly, or an instructor, or a counselor, or just be alert to the professional women around you.
I will.
As you go through life, especially between now and the end of September.
Okay.
I feel like it's a professional female, and she's going to connect you and guide you and advise you in things that are going to help you develop in the direction you want to develop in. Okay.
Okay.
And another thing, between now and the end of September, stay on top of your finances. Don't get reckless with your money between now and the end of September. Kind of hang on to a buck or make sure you know what I mean? Just watch your money. It may become an issue, and I'm not panicking, but I want to be careful how I spend it. You know, if you want to get something extra, wait until after the end of September, then maybe it'll get a little better financially. But for now, just kind of like stay on top of your funds. I feel You know, and I'll give you some numbers. I got 18, 13, and 15.
And 50?
15, yeah. Yeah.
18, 13, and 15?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, put a buckle on.
I appreciate the reading and the help that you've given me, and it's been wonderful calling into your show, and I will, I'll see if I can get other people interested as well.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. BBS Radio, make it your home on the net. It's the best radio station on the planet.
However, you know, I wanted to say it might be that I have a slow connection, but I was, when I was trying to stay connected, I kept getting where it was what they call buffering or whatever.
Yeah.
And so most of it was kind of choppy.
Fading in and out.
Yeah. Well, like it would stop and then it'd rebuffer and then I'd hear a couple more words and then it'd stop and buffer again. Yeah. It was like.
Are you on dial-up?
Yes.
I found dial-up doing that once in a while. Because my wife, when she wants to listen, it'll happen to her too. So it might be something to do with dial-up. I'm not sure, but.
Yeah, it probably is, because that's one of the lovely things that you get with dial-up.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll get better. BBS is expanding and changing basically every day in the right direction, and it's really going to get very interesting here.
Yeah, it's a very nice show.
Yep.
Very nice show, and I notice that a lot of the other guests that go on there have really great shows as well.
Oh, they were.
We're
awesome.
Tuning into and listening to as well.
Yep, I'm coming here now more and more and listening to the other hosts and shows. They're very interesting.
Absolutely, yeah. I noticed that. I love the lineup. They have a great lineup.
Yes, a great lineup, and it's very well done. And it's a big site. And you got the archives. You can go back and listen to your reading or whatever it is you're interested in. And it's really getting fun and interesting here. I'm very happy here with them.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good. And, oh, I wanted to ask how wifey is. And
wifey's doing good. The grandchildren are fantastic. And I'm very excited and looking forward to the future.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, give them my love.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you go now.
Okay. Thank you, Snow. Right. Take care.
Thank
and,
you.
Blessings.
Bye.
Blessings. Blessings. Good night. Okay, everybody, I'll say goodnight for tonight. I will be here Sunday night, midnight Eastern Standard Time, every Wednesday and Sunday night, midnight Eastern Standard Time. Good night, everybody. Take care and blessings.